Sifta Shmaya. All right, we have a lot to do tonight. Week, parts, shout out to the parts also, parts B'Shalach this week. Parts B'Shalach, we know we have Shir Sayam. So part of the Achana to Shir Sayam is everything we do. Everything we do in this world is just being Mekasha the Tzaddikim, right? Like we always say. Yeah, so let's start with it. So if you look, right, it says of day, Vayosha Hashem Bayamahu, Perek Tes Vav, Pasuk Lamed. First, we're going to read in the Chumash. It says, and the magical words, so what's the trick to Az Yashir, which is a remez to Olam Haba, right? That Az, that then we're going to sing, Yashir is Lashon of future, is what? Exactly. That we had a Muna in Hashem and also Moshe. Right? Remember, we said the other night, Vayaminu Bashem was Gematria Mikvah. And of Moshe Avdo is Gematria Mashiach ben David. And together, you Gematria Shofar. So, Vavim Hashem, that's obvious, the Mikvah purifies everything, but is equal to that as the Amun and Moshe Rabbeinu. Look at the Baal Turim. He says, Lomar Lecha, Hacholik al Rabbo, Kecholik al Shechina. A person goes against his Rebbe is like being, is going against the Shechina. The Hamamin B'Divrei Chacham, and a person who believes in the Tzadikim, Kemamin B'Divrei Shechina. It's as if you believe in the Shechina. Right, so Amun and Tzadikim, it's a very foreign concept to us in the place that we grow up. You know, a lot of people be like, what is that? Is that a Vodazara? B'chol not, I'll be Panemius, it's the Iker. Right? Like we learned in, from Torah Beis, it's Mamar's the Iker. Right? So if you look, just a couple of Vinyanim here. So Amin Ba Hashem. This is what it says from Rechil Icho Mimelitz, Magid Tilos. It says, Uva Moshe, and it says, Amin Ba Hashem, Moshe Abda. Says Lahagid Shivcham Shal Yisrael to tell us the praise of Yisrael. Shlo Zacha Daita Malei Mimash Zach Liros. They didn't get so high and think so high of themselves from what they were zochah to see. Ella Talu Akol B'Schuso Shal Moshe. Rather, they said everything. It's only B'Schus Moshe. Veosiful is Chazik Munos Abo, and they were Mechazik more and Amun and Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? It's, we said everything's just Moshe Rabbeinu pulled it off for us. This was Moshe Mikovrin says in Or Yisharim. Ve'aminu Ba'Hashem Moshe Avdo Yisrael Haminu. He called Hamunah Shishlam, Bechol Vodasim Lashem, said, all our Amunah that we have right now, and all our Avodah that we're doing, who Aide Moshe Avdo? It's only because we have Moshe in the front of us. Moshe is our tzaddik. Aide Havodah Shalom, only through the Avodah and the mysterious nefesh of Moshe. Bezkashus the tzaddikim. The tzaddik knows them, Derech Eich Lamin Bashem Yisbarach. Because what's the Derech? Derech is when you're Mekashu yourself to the tzaddikim, what the tzaddikim guide you where to go in your Avodah Shem. They teach you what it means to have Amunah in Hashem. So, one of the big inyanim in our primius is the inyan of the tzaddik. It's very foreign to us where we grow up from because we think that our like shul rabbi is the big tzaddikim, you know. Until you find out what a tzaddik is, like, oh, what's, you know? But if you look just mateach inyanim in the Kutim Aran, right? Just look at this. Look when it comes to tzaddik. I see all this is nice, a little bit. Look how big tzaddik is. See it? And not just that, tzaddik emes, tzaddik gomer, tzaddik hador, tzaddik tolov, tzaddik chelon, tzaddik yisod olam. Tzadik Mufursam, Tzadikim, Tzadik Hayyut, right? So much on it. What's the inyan? So, we're going to go on a little quest right now. Find out different inyan about the Tzadik. Right? Because we mikash all the Tzadikim. So, our Shash is Yurtzai this coming week. It's Fast Emes this week. It's almost Purim. So, here we go. Ready, Chevra? Put your seatbelts on. This is for Fru of Shlomo, for Yaakov Moshe Ben.
Ben
Sio Matsio. Ben Sio Matsio Akoin. They get 100% better. And that the guy who hit him should mamish realize that he was mamish messed with one tzaddik yador. You know? Alright, here we go. Ready, Chevra? Alright, so we're looking at the Kutim Aran. We're going to go through a couple of pieces of Kutim Aran. Just speak about the end of the tzaddik, just so we can try to mechazik ourselves and try to mekash ourselves to all the tzaddikim, especially Rabbi Nachman. Here we go. So it's in Torah Lamin in paragraph B. See?
Yeah.
So this is what he says. It's tzarech kol echa levakish me'od min lamin hagun kazeh. Right, a person to ask Hashem for a great melamed, a great teacher, a great tzaddik. Sheyuchal lahazbir lahavin also seich elyon v'gadol kazeh, who can teach you things, who can explain things to you. Dehainu hasagas elakus. Right, someone who can teach you about elakus. Not just teach you stam a gemara, not just stam teach you a rashi, not stam teach you something. Teach you hasagas elakus. Elakus is godliness, right? Ruchnius, mamash, primius. You need a big time Rebbe. You need a big tzaddik. Who can explain to you this big wisdom? Right? That he has to bring it down to you that we can understand it. Now listen to this, Chevra. So you might think, you know what? But I'm a nothing, right? I grew up in T-Neck, grew up in the Five Towns. grew up in, where'd you go?
Highland Park.
And what do I have to need Sheikhas to the Tzaddik for? I'm a nothing. V'chol mashu katan bioser, the smaller that you are, umaruchak bioser m'Hashem Yisbarach, and the further you are from Hashem, hu tzarach rabbi gadol bioser. B'davka, you need a greater Rebbe. You need a greater Tzaddik. Kimo shematzinu b'eishayu Yisrael b'madrei ketanim od, like we see when Klai Yisrael was on a very low madrigo, where? In Mitzrayim. Shayu mishukam b'mem test shari tuma. We're on the 49 gates of tuma, like the Arizal says. If we were in Mitzrayim for one more second, we never got to know. Hayutzrichim Rabbi Gadol Lamed Gadol of Nor Mod. We needed a big time tzaddik. Who? I knew Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Rabbeinu. He's the greatest of all time. And Dafka, he's with the lowest generation. Right? Memta Sharituma. Mishukam, we were drowning in or stuck in. Mishuka, we were stuck. Kikol Mashu Katam Ruch Bioser, because the smaller that you are, the further away from Hashem you are, Tzrachman Lamed Gadol Bioser. You need a greater tzaddik. Sheyeh Uman Kazeh, right? An expert. Uman, right? Sheyuchal Halbish Seichel Yon Kazeh, who can malbish things for you. Could explain it. Hainu Asagas al Yisbarach Shemo. Lekatim Rucha Kimoso. To explain us Asagas al Lekus. Asagas is understanding of godliness. Ki kol masha chola nech labioser, right? Even the world. The more that a person's sick, what do they need? Tzarech Rofei Gadol Bioser. You need a greater doctor. Right? You wouldn't say to a person that, oh, you're so sick, you know, just go to the school nurse. No, you're going to send them to the greatest doctor. How many people do you know that they're sick, unfortunately, and they fly across the world to find the greatest doctor? How much more so in Ruchnius, when mom is sick, right? Akein, listen to this, Chevra. Eino Adam Lomar, you know what? Daili imeya mikorov etzel ish nichbad v'yirishmen. It's enough for me if I'm just next to a kavadika person, right, and he's yirishmaim. That's enough. Afshein muflag v'mala, even if he's not, like, so great. Maybe, hopefully one day I should be like him, right? My shul rabbi, for example, yeah? Person's shul rabbi. Yeah? Well, my shul rabbi is Weimarger, so that's pretty good, you know? But a person's regular shul rabbi. Or my shul rabbi is actually Rav Rubenstein these days. And today, I don't know, my shul rabbi is Menachem, maybe? I don't know. I don't have a shul here, you know? I guess the last place I davened, I was in a shul in a Kibbutz Amin, it was the Klai Zenuman, so my shul, Rav Nachman's my shul rabbi these days, okay? Al Yomarkin. Person shouldn't say that. You know what? I should just be like my shul rabbi. Not say your shul rabbis are bad, but, you know, lemaisa, we know. Yeah? Ki ad rabba, kfi mash yeda enash binafshe, goda p'chusav goda richuko. According to that person knows in his own nefesh, to himself, how low I am. P'chusav means like pachos is small. The goda richuko, and how far I am. She nisrachik ma'od Hashem Yisbarach, and I'm so far from Hashem. Everyone according to how much they know themselves, which is important. You have to know yourself, right? And to know how far I am. You need a spiritual doctor. Meaning what? The greatest of the greats. The highest. The one that's the best. Always be asking Hashem. Lizkos is carved the Rebbe a gadol ma'od ma'od to come close to the greatest tzaddik, the tzaddik emes. Ki kol mashu katan bioser, the smaller you are and the further you are, tzarech melamed gadol bioser. You need a greater Rebbe, right? And that's mamish emes. That what a person shouldn't say. You know what? It's fine with me. No. Look for the tzaddik emes. That's what it is. It's Talmud always davening for the tzaddik emes, chevra. That's it. Everything we do is being mekasher the tzaddikim, right? Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. Every day we're mekasher them three times a day, right? We like to learn from Torah base the mekasher of the tzaddikim. The what? It's not a small thing. We don't realize how big the tzaddik is. Right? We say every day in Davin, we said this last night also. Right? Lecha Hashem hagdula, vagvura, vatferes, vanetzach, vahod, kikol. So kol is reference to the midah of Yisod. So meaning what? Kikol b'shemayim v'aretz. The tzaddik is the one who's connecting shemayim and aretz. For example, you see Moshe Rabbeinu, who's the tzaddik, right? What's he called? He's called Ish Elokim. What does it mean? It's two opposites. No, is he an Ish or is he Elokim? He's both. Why? Because he's the one who brings down godliness to the physicality. And that's what a tzaddik does. A person has to know to find, to be mekusha to tzaddikim, to go see tzaddikim. Right? V'aminu b'Hashem Moshe Avda. That's Nekuda Aleph. So now, let's go to Torah Kuf Chaf Gimel. Chelek Aleph. See? Kuf Chaf Gimel. 123. Means building a relationship. Means going to him, seeking him out. Someone real, you know? Like, the mice, yeah. The real deal. always be searching, always be looking for your Rebbe. Always be davening to find the Rebbe. Rubenstein always says he searched for like 12 years to find his Rebbe. It was a long search. Matl Zilber. Kuf Chav Gimel. Got it? Kuf Chav Gimel. 123. There you go. A little bit more. There. Perfect. Right there. Got it? Yeah? Yakumosh, you good?
I'm good.
Sure you got it? Okay, here we go. Have you ready this? This is a big one. Alright, deep breath, seatbelts on. Let's do it. Okay. Kuf Chav Gimel B'Siyata D'Shmaya. Ha'ikr V'Yisod Shakol Taloi Boy. The main thing in the Yisod that everything's Taloi on is what? L'Kasha Atzmo La'Tzadik Shebedor. To connect yourself to the Tzadik Emes. Which is wild, no? That's mamash. Everything's Taloi on this. However, the more Panemius you enter into, it might be foreign a little bit right now, but this is how it is. You know, I can tell you personally for me, being connected to Rav Matl Zilber, being connected to Rav Weinberger, to Rav Rubenstein, to Moshe Tzvi. How much the peiros that come out of that, just it's I don't know, I can't explain it to you. It's so schmuck, right? You mamash feel like when you're in the presence of a tzaddik, it's mamash like Gan Eden, right? Ulekabel devarav, this is real right now. Ulekabel devarav al kol asher yomar kuzeh. And be makabel diburim, whatever the tzaddik tells you. Davar katon v'davar gadol. Again, chevra, you have to realize, when we're talking about a tzaddik, we're not talking about like your shir rebbe. He might be a tzaddik, your shir rebbe. But lemaiso, I'm saying, you know what I mean? That there's a big difference between seeing someone like Rav Tzvi Meir Zilberg and your Musar Seder rebbe. No? Not in a bad way. I'll be the first time to you also, that I am not mamish and nothing. Right? Hearing me speak versus hearing Rav Matl Zilber speak is not even a shaila. Even to say that in the same sentence is embarrassing. To hear me speak and to hear Rubenstein speak is also very embarrassing for me, you know? Like someone said to me the other day, oh, I listened to your shir. I was like, good, but like Rubenstein's online, you know what I mean? Hear him. Like he knows what he's saying, you know? Akol asher yomar ki uzeh. Davar katan v'davar gadol. Small thing or big thing. V'levli lintos, and not to go away from that. Chas v'shalom. Midavar av yaminu small. Not to bend left or right. It's a pasuk in the Torah that says that. Right? Kimoshan Rav Sinu Zal, like it says, afilu omer lecha al yamin small. Even if he tells you that the right is the left and the left is the right, you believe him. Again, Chavre, we have to realize this. We don't really know what it means to be real, Mikasha, real, real, real tzaddikim. You know, like someone who's mamish, like Richard Meyer, Morgenstern, right? Or Tzvi Meyer, or Matl Zilber, you know? Or David Chutzera, right? Or the Lubavitch Rebbe. We don't know what these things mean. That's why it's foreign to us. We know that these things really exist, that tzaddikim know what they're saying, right? To live li lintos, not to bend off from. Right, exactly that. That's exactly what it is. That the right is the left is the right. That's how it works with tzaddikim, right? Ulahash lich meito kol chachmas, and to throw away from you, lahash lich means to get rid of all your chachmas, all your wisdom. Ulasalik daito kilu ein lo shum seichel biladei. And to get rid of all your chachman, all your being, all the things you have, to mikabel from the tzaddik. Right? As long as you have your own feelings and your own ideas, you're not going to be able to connect to the tzaddik. And now, again, we're not real legit that we're living by the tzaddikim. But to know that this inin exists, that the person has to realize that a tzaddik is a real thing. First in the world of Panemius, the tzaddik is that's what it is. Mekash Shemayim and Arts, right? And part of this thing is also you daven to Hashem. Hashem, show me what it means to be connected to the tzaddik, right? Yisrael beis kabbalas haTorah hayu lahem chachmos gidolos. When we were mekabel Torah, we had big chachmos. Ki as hayu ovdei avodah zarah should be man, right? We had avodah zarah, right? We carried avodah zarah through the Yamsif. Like we know the taina of the Malachim, halalu ovdei avodah zarah. These ones are avodah zarah, and these are ones are ovdei avodah zarah. Right, we made big mistakes. For example, chireiga. Kiadua. Lulei shayu yisrael mashlichim me'atzim chachmos lohayu mekabel Torah. If we wouldn't have put away our own chachmos, right, which means what? To have a moon in the tzaddik, that we would not have been mekabel Torah. Kiayu yichom lichpor bakol. We could have just been kofar and everything, denied everything. Chas v'shalom. Velohaya moyelahem kol mash asa Moshe Rabbeinu iman. And whatever Moshe Rabbeinu did for us would not have worked at all. Vafilu kola osos, all the miracles, vamufsim, and the unbelievable lamal netav and yalim, hanaram sh'asalinam, lo yumolahem. Nothing would have made an impression on them. Kigamata, even now, Nitzam apikorsim. Hakurfim alayde shtus v'talos chachmasam. That what? They were apikorsim. That they messed up according to their own thoughts and their own ideas and their own what they thought was right. Ah, Yisrael am kadosh. Ra'u ha'emes. We saw the emes. V'shlichlu ha'chachmos. And what's the next word say? V'haminu ba'ashem uv'moshe avdo. And then what? V'aydeze kibla Torah. And that's your makabla Torah. How? Not just the munah Hashem, but also munah l'tzadikim. Like we saw from the Baal Turim. But a munah, real munah l'tzadikim. That what? Through that, you're zochet makabla the Torah. Which means that what? That if you're not ma'amun l'tzadik, what happens? You're not being makabla Torah. It's wild, no? Everything we're learning in Gemara is all tzadikim. Right? Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, who's the tzadik of all tzadikim, is what? He's a tana in the Gemara. We see him in the Gemara. Right? Again, it doesn't mean that you have to be makabel the word and just say whatever it is, especially in Gemara. Right? I mean, Gemara is built on that you work in it. Right? But you don't question what's the tzadik thing. You have no idea what he's saying. Right? You know when you read like a Rashi, and people say that's a shver Rashi, Rashi's wrong. What's wrong with you? Rashi's not wrong, you're wrong. Right? Okay, you could figure it out, but don't ever say that Rashi's wrong, right?
People say that it's not wrong. You just don't understand it.
Right? We don't understand it. That's it. But see that's a munah and tzaddik. That what I personally don't understand. That's why we work in it. That's why we toil in the different tzaddikim, right? V'ainu, listen to this chevra. The pasuk says in Devarim, Perek Lamed Beis, Am Naval v'lo Chacham, that they were like a filthy nation v'lo Chacham, right? And they weren't Chachamim. So that sounds like a negative connotation towards us, no? Yeah? Ama, now this is what Targum Unklus reads it. Ama de kabilu oraisa velo chakimu. What? It's a nation that was makabla Torah velo chakimu. And they weren't so wise. Meaning what? Ki ikir kabalas ha-Torah, the ikir kabalas Torah, haya aide velo chakimu. Meaning what? Hainu aide she ishlichu meitam kol chachmos. That we throw away all our chachmos. And that's how you makabla the Torah. Yeah? Means that what? That we put away our own thoughts and our own things and won't makabla from the tzaddikim. New chaver, what does this sound like? Chai v'ish inish libesume b'puraya ad delo yada. And that's the shlemus hakol. That what? Ad lo yada. That what? Tachas ha'idea, like Rav Nachman says, tachas ha'idea, shalom oda. The tachas of all das is to know that I know nothing. Again, he's not telling you to not learn. He's not telling you not try. He's telling you what? Try and learn. For sure, kill yourself over it. But know at the end of the day, the what? Emunah. At the end of the day, what do I rely on? I rely on my emunah. That's it. Yeah? Vizeh Naval. That's what the Pasuk says. Am Naval. Rash Tevos, Lamed Beis Nesivos. So I'll explain to you. There's a concept called Lamed Beis Nesivos HaChachma. Yeah? There's 32 paths to Chachma. Okay? So that's Naval is Lamed Beis Nesivos. See that? Yeah, not for now. We'll go into that another time. But I think that there's 32 words, 32 letters in the first pasuk of the Torah. Bereishis Bara, right? Bereishis Bara Elokim, Eitz Shemayim Veis Aretz. Right? So in that first pasuk, there's 32 letters connected to 32 paths of Chachma. Okay? So now remember, what did we say before about Naval? Ama de kabilo reisa velo chakimu. Shuklalis haTorah v'chachma hamitis asher etzla kol chachmos betelim. That meaning what? That by the Torah all the chachmos is batal. Meaning what? Also your own chachma. That you're batal your own chachma to the chachma of the Torah. Vayinu naval shibichinas haTorah nikres novlos hachachma aliona. It's novlos is a lashon of a spring. But springs that come down chachma aliona. Vahikr havoda alios tam biyasher. Dikr havoda is what? What does tam biyasher mean?
Simple.
Right, to be simple and straight. Yireh Elokim v'sarmei ra b'lishim chachmos. And to go away from ra without any of chachmos. Right, and that quotes another thing, that here you see the ikr one is ein chachma v'ein tevunah v'ein eitzel neged Hashem. And when it comes to Hashem, you're mam and Hashem. But what we say before again from the Baal Turim? V'aminu b'Hashem uv'moshe avdo. Also the emunah and tzaddikim is what gets us to these places. When we're zocha to have emunah in the tzaddikim, what happens? That's how we're zocha to Torah. That's how we're zocha to Kabbalah, the Torah. Yeah? Okay, good. Next one. Right, just building up different yon about the tzaddik, just mechazik, that there's an Indian such as the tzaddik. So now, go to Torah Resh Chaf Dal. Yeah, Yak Moshe, how you doing? Yeah? Headache still? Yeah. He's doing good things for you. I'm moving the tzaddikim here. Yeah? Okay. Weiter. Yeah? Reish Chaf Dal. Huh? Oh, it's not yours? Oh, you didn't get one yet. That's right. Oh, you gotta get you one. Okay. Reish Chav Dal, you see?
Yeah.
Afilu. Snap your fingers and you'll get this. There you go. There you go. One more. This whole Hebrew language is yes. One more, and there you go. Reish Chav Dal. Okay, here we go. Alright, so Lamaisa, we're coming to Tu Bishvat soon. So let's see what it says about Tu Bishvat. Reish Chav Dal is Siyat Hashmai. Even someone who's rachok from a tzaddik, which is all of us, very far from the tzaddikah. Still, no matter what, we're mekabel everything from the tzaddikim. Like we said before, the tzaddik is the one who's mashpia everything to the world. Right? Like the pasuk says, v'tzaddik yisod olam. Right? It means what? The tzaddik is the yisod of the whole world. Yeah? Yeah?
What does it mean?
He's mechasalem. He covers us. He covers us. What does it mean? This is what he says. Kimo ha'ilan, like a tree. Now we're coming to Rosh Hashanah Ilan. Sheesh lo anafim uklipa av olam. Right? What does a tree have? It has leaves. It has a trunk. It has branches. And it has the outer part, the trunk, right? The kulam shovim chiyas min ilan. Everything gets chiyas from the tree, right? The fruits come from there, right? The anything, leaves is all the medicine that comes from leaves, right? The yesha savim. But there's also grass that are very far from the tree. What does it look like? What does the grass have to do with the tree, right? Yeah? But even the grass that's very far from the tree gets chias from it. How? Why? Because the tree spreads over them, and what? It guards them that it doesn't get too dried out from the sun. So meaning what? Even though the grass is far from the tzaddik and it has no idea that the tree is helping it out, but what do we know? Is that the grass is getting all tzchias and it's still alive. Why? Because it's near the tree. So too by the tzaddik. The tzaddik has people who are very close to him. Those are like the leaves. And it's people who are like a little bit further, but they're still close. That's the branches. The tzaddik has people also that people have no idea that what? People have no idea that they're connected. What? Vinidman, it appears. Kemoshim vorm vakum acher. Even the ones who are far from the tzaddik, they're what? They're mekabel all their shef from the tzaddik. Kimo ha'ilan, just like a tree. You know, the tzaddik is the tree. What? He guards everything. We don't realize what the tzaddik can do for us. Right? The times of Rav Shimon Rechai. You know that we know when we see a rainbow, it's a simin ra that Hashem wanted to destroy the world again. Right? You know how many rainbows that came in the time of Rav Shimon Rechai? You know how many? Guess.
None.
Okay, close. 1,000, okay, close. What do you think?
600.
Oh, close. Oh, very close. Zero. Yaakov Moshe, that's my man. Zero. You know why? Because as long as Rashi was around, there was no need for rainbows. Because Rashi was a tzaddik. He guarded the whole door.
There were so many rainbows, but Hashem didn't destroy it.
No, there were no rainbows. Why? Because Hashem never had the Hava meaning to destroy it. Why? Because as long as Rashi was around, no rainbows. That's a tzaddikim, Chevra. Tzaddikim, we don't realize that the tzaddikim, they guard us. How many stories do you know about people being saved because the tzaddik gave them, right? How many don't realize these things? The Baba Cherebi. How many people do we know in the world that have meisim with the Baba Cherebi? I personally know. I know 6 people in the world who their parents didn't have any kids. Went to the Baba Cherebi, got $3. Baba Cherebi. Had triplets. Told another family, oh, by the way, we got a bracha from the Baba Cherebi. They went to the Baba Cherebi, gave him $3, also triplets. Boom. Right? Yeah. Yeah. Right? People know them. I know. It's one of my friends. Right? These are real things. Because the tzaddikim aren't holding in the same world we are. They are, but they're also what? They're so mekusher above. Right? Now, even I'll tell you Maisa, because it was the Baba Sali's Yirtza this past week. Right? The Baba Sali's Yirtza. So apparently the Baba Sali and the Baba Trevi never met each other. Okay, never, mamash never met each other. Yeah. So there's one time I heard this by Raviola's house that there's one time a family who they didn't have any kids, right? I think I'm trying to remember it perfectly. Basically, they went to the Baba Sherebi and they asked him for a bracha, like, you know, we haven't had kids in a long time. It's Tam Chacham. Tam Chacham, Mamish. And they said, we haven't had kids. Can we please have a bracha from the Baba Sherebi? So the Rebbe said to them, he says, you should be careful in Yoni Nida. right? Nyani taras mishpacha, right? So we know in Hilchos Nida, you're not allowed to hold things together. Meaning that if your wife's a Nida, you can't like set the table together, you can't like hold the baby together, right? Because it's just one of the harchaklas that we have, okay? So now they didn't understand why did the Babich Rebbe tell them that? Meaning that the guy is Talmud Chacham, he knows all Hilchos Nida, and they couldn't understand why would he tell them? We're already careful in Hilchos Nida. So I didn't understand it. So then they were in Eretz Yisrael and they came to the Baba Sali. The Baba Sali never met the Lubavitch Rebbe. Okay? So they came to the Baba Sali and they go to the Baba Sali and they say, you know, or a time later, they say, can you please have a bracha for to have children? The Baba Sali looks at them, he's like, why don't you just listen to what the Lubavitch Rebbe told you? He told you to be careful of Chasnida. They're like, how do you know that he told us that? Like, you know, he's like, he told you that. And they're like, what do we have to be careful in? And the Baba said to him, he's like, what do you do when you set the table? And they realized that every Shabbos, they had the minhag that they set the table together and held the tablecloth together. And they realized, oh, what do you see? The Baba Trebi and the Baba Sali never met each other. So how did the Baba Sali know? Right? I mean, Sadiqim, it's what? The amount of stories that just, you know what I mean? It's mamish nuts. Mamish nuts. See this thing, you just, Vaminu Ba'ashem Moshe Abda. Tzadikim are the real deal, chevra, and being makash real tzadikim, you don't realize it's not like a little game that you. Now there are some people who play a game. What? I'll do whatever I want. I'll party. I'll club. I'll do everything. Okay, and then I'll makash myself to tzadik. So, like the Ramchal says, yeah, you'll make it into Olam Haba. You'll have the back seats with like the air conditioning blowing on your face. So you can have a ticket in, but it's not gonna be so geschmack. Good is the ikker type of tzaddik, as the Wolik Rav Nachman says. Like the ikker nachas ruach for tzaddik is when he sees his talmidim learning Torah and doing mitzvahs. That's the ikker nachas ruach. Then. So the ikker way you're mekash the tzaddik is what? By learning their Torah. You want to know how to be connected to the tzaddik? Obviously, you don't see them, but also to go bederach them, learn their Torahs, right? Learn their etzes, and that's what we're doing here. We're not just saying a lot of people who say every day, "I don't even mekash to me the Rabbeinu Kodesh tzaddik zom Nachman Rabbi Nachman." I mekash to Nachman. Okay, now I go out and I do my thing the whole day. But I'm connected to the tzaddik, right? Okay, that's good, but that's not what they're looking for. What the ikr is to try to live like a tzaddik also. To have his sorus from a tzaddik, but what? But to go with it, to bring in the avodah. Alright, we'll do one more. If you go to the Likutei Moran Tinyana, so it's Chelek Beis of the Likutei Moran, Torah Nunches. And then we'll call it a night after this. See after the Shmaya. Nun Ches. See? Mm-hmm. No, sorry. Kudmaran Tinyana. There's two parts to the Kudmaran. There's two Kudmaran Aleph, and there's Kudmaran Tinyana, which is Chelek Beis. Yeah? Nun Ches? We got Nun Ches? Okay, here we go. Ready, Chevra? One more Nina about the Tzaddik, and then we'll call it a night. I love this Torah. Ready? See after the Shmaya. Here we go. Got it? Yesh b'nei Adam she'omrim. There are people who say, Kesha tzadik gadol b'mayla. When your tzadik is so, so big, and he's like out of this world, machmas kedulaso, eino yachol hashgiach l'stakel al b'nei olam. Because he's so big and out of this world, therefore what? He can't focus on little people like me. Ki rachok me'olam. Because why? He's so far from the world. He has no shaykhus to this world. U'v'emes eino kein. But really, that's not true. Ki adraba. Opposite. When the tzaddik is so big, he could look out more on the world. He could guard the whole world, like it says about Rishon Rechai. Right? If we reread and we say this in the Nigunim, like we sing, what? Rishon Rechai says about that in the Gemara Sukkah. He says that. We're going to get to that. Right? Bar Yochai says what? Yachal niyuf toras kol olam. I can put to the whole world from din. He was very, very big. Right, much bigger than tzaddikim that we have today. He said, "Voy to me if I say, and oily im omar, and oy to me if I don't say." Meaning what? Nimtza. He was a baki in the whole entire world. He knew everything that was going on. He was afraid to even speak Divrei Torah. Why? So that the tricksters wouldn't learn from him how to be more tricky. That people would learn from that. He was afraid of the one. They would learn from Yiramos. Because he knew how tricky people are. Remember, it's like trickster. Like Lavan Harami, Ramai, right? Ki be'emes, Kol Masha Tzadik Gadol Biyoseh. The greater that a tzadik is, and the bigger that a tzadik is, Yachul Ashkiach Ulestaka Bolam Yoseh. He could look and he could watch over the world more. Ki Halo. Hashem is Baruch Hu Meroma Menusa Meod Meod Menolam. Isn't Hashem totally above the whole entire world? Va'afa Pichin. Even so, Hu Mashkiach Pashkach Pratis Hakol Olam. And what do we say about Hashem? He is complete Hashkach Pratis, right? Any Tamin in Hashem Lakechaba. But we say about Hashem every day, Tzadik Hashem B'chol D'rachav. Hashem is Tzadik. So is there any bigger Tzadik than Hashem in the world? And yet, what do we say about Hashem? He Mamash has Hashkach Pratis on each one of us. So you don't think a Tzadik who's actually living in this world is watching over this world, right? Ki be'emes mishu yesh. A person makes himself the yesh, makes himself the something. Azai einu yachol liyos b'chol makom v'vasachas. Then what? Then he can't be everywhere at one time, right? Ki mashu yeshus, because you know what yeshus means? Yeshus means that he's physical, right? That he has something. Kishu omed kan einu kan. So therefore, because he's yeshus, therefore when he's standing in New York, he can't be in Eretz Yisrael at the same time. When he's in one avoda, right? He's not able to look in the rest of the world. Why? Because he's too focused on his own avoda. Aval mishu ayin, but a person makes himself an ayin. What's ayin, chevra? Right. When a person's mevatel themselves, ain makom shelo yesham. Then what? He could be everywhere at one time. Ki ain lo makom klal. Because why? Because he's nothing. He's mevatel himself. He doesn't have a makom. He doesn't have a set place. The more that a tzaddik makes himself as a nothing, therefore what? He can watch over the whole entire world. You can't say that he's so far and he's such in a high place. Why? Because he doesn't have a makom. So what do we see about the tzaddik? That the tzaddik who's holding by himself by ayin, that makes himself to nothing, that's the tzaddik you want to be connected to. Why? Because he's everywhere at one time. He can always be watching over you. And that's exactly what it's about Hashem. Is that ain't like Rashbi in the Zohar says about Hashem. Leis asar panoy mine. That there's no place that's lacking of Hashem. Right? Kivodo mali olam. Hashem's everywhere at the same time. Right? So too about the tzaddikim. Because the tzaddikim are so mevatel themselves to Hashem, they also have that koach. Rabinu b'Hashem Moshe Avdo. Right, and finish the one Torah from the Degamach and Ephraim, like we say a lot. We say a Nasi was the tzaddikim that we had. Right, the Zohar says about the Meraglim were sent; they were all tzaddikim. Right, so Nasi, Degamach and Ephraim says, take the word Nasi. Right, you have in the word Nasi, you have Yesh, and you also have Ayin. Right, Nun, Shin, Yud, Aleph. You have Yesh and Ayin. Yeah. So what's the Indian? This is like this: if a Nasi, if a tzaddik says, you know what, I'm a Yesh, I'm something. Then what happens? Hashem says, you know what you are? You're an Ayin. You're a nothing. But if a tzaddik says about himself that I'm an ayin, I'm a nothing, Hashem says, you know what you are? Now you're a yesh, now you're something. That's all nekuda, is that to learn from our tzaddikim, to mekashim a tzaddikim, what it means that you're mekashim means that when you connect to the tzaddik, you become part of the tzaddik. Which means that you become everywhere also at the same time. That things become the mam netev for you. That you think I can't pull things off? You could. Mamish, you could. So nekuda is, like we just learned, listen, the tzaddik is the biggest, it's the biggest sugi of everything. We see how big the tzaddik is. So we zocher, mekasher, the real tzaddikim, tzaddik to Urlam, to look at the inner tzaddik of ourselves, like we say, v'amichtum tzaddikim, and that time when all tzaddikim are revealed, that time, David, Mat, Meshicha, and all tzaddikim, tansing together, based on Mikdash, here, Aminu, Amen.